we went and got that bumblebee from there, but we never did tell them what we do a long time, but it tickled my daddy, though. He knew we'd done something.
Was that bee stinging?
No, that one of them, it couldn't sting. You could take a horse fly and put him around a dog's neck. It just buzzed, that way, that buzzing. Boy, she was snapping and pawing, running, turning somersault, everything. But you could tell them old dogs, it looked like it tickled them old dogs too when we'd play a prank on them like that.
Oh, really?
But they'd get you too. They'd run over you and knock you down or run into you and trip you.
They'd ambush you, huh?
Yeah.
Bushwhack you.
We kept dogs that way all the time. We'd play with them, run and play with them, me and my brother. And the other boys, they'd come over and we'd just have the biggest time. Lots of other people that didn't have hogs, you know, they didn't keep them old dogs like that. But we did. We had one old dog that come in the country. I don't know where he come from or don't know where he went after he left there. But he was a big old black hound. I guess he was a hound. But he's solid black, just so black he shined, just slick. And he was what we call a community dog.
Mm.
He'd stay with us a while. And he'd go over about 2 miles over there, and he'd stay over at Mr. Ross a while, and then he'd go to Mr. Davis and stay a while. And people around knew him, and everywhere he went to stay, well, they'd feed him, take care of him. And so Sunday, we'd gang up at whoever house, and they had telephones in them, old ring type telephones. And we called that old dog Rat. And if he was over at Mr. Davis's, them boys would tell us one of us to leave the house, you know, and we'd go down that branch. Oh, we'd run just like Indians then. We'd climb trees and bend them over and run off from them and cross the creek and wade in the water and all that. We might go 4 or 5 miles.
Yes, sir.
And when they got over there with old Rat, well, they'd put him on our trail and they'd take to him, you know. They'd try to stay up with him. And he'd run you and bark just like he'd run a deer or something.
Yeah.
And you couldn't lose the old rascal either.
Yeah.
And you'd just go on somewhere and climb up a tree and he'd come and tree you just like treeing a coon. They'd draw. And you could put him on a cow's track or horse's track or hog track or anything. Used to, the cows would come up and leave the calf in the woods, and Papa would put him on the back track of the cow, and he'd go on. It's a dog's ring. He'd go on, and he'd follow and go where he went. He'd find that calf, you know.
Tell me about that glass eye again. What's that all about?
Oh, well, that's just a breed of dogs. I don't know what started it or all, but lots of people would pick them glass-eyed curs, you know. That's one mark that they could tell that they was a cur dog. You know, they'd be different colors of them all right sometimes, but if they had that glass eye, they knew they was part cur dog.
That's just a white spot.
Yeah, just white spot in the eye.